Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
First of all, with John, I thought he was a great addition to our staff. I think he provided a lot of baseball insight and a presence that was very helpful in stabilizing our season.
Mike Elias, a couple of weeks back, end of season press conference down at Oriole Park, Camden Yards, in the warehouse, talking about John Mabry, who was brought in to help Tony Manziolino after Brandon Hyde was relieved of his duties in May. And John Mabry, who had been a coach, certainly a longtime player at the major league level, from Delaware, grew up an Oriole fan, but brought something to the equation. And Ryan Ripken, correct me if I'm wrong, worked a lot with Kobe Mayo at first base to help him get acclimated to his new position. But we sit here, we talk about the Orioles and their search for a manager. Albert Pujols' name was mentioned by Jeff Passan, ESPN, a couple of days ago. Albert Pujols was in St. Louis when Mike Elias was a scout. He and Mabry were teammates in St. Louis, and Pujols was teammates with Matt Holliday, Jackson's father. Doing a little digging in here, because yesterday I was like, bleep that. I don't want Albert Pujols to be the manager. Quite frankly, I still don't. But he did have managerial experience in the Dominican League. He is the manager for the Dominican in the World Baseball Classic. Now, what does all of this mean, Ryan Ripken? I have no idea. But we are seeing connections, not that we even know if John Mabry will be back at all in 2026.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of the investigative reporting right now.
That's right. I'm Columbo.
Yeah, it's like your night job. I know last I was here and you were getting all these little tidbits together so we could talk about it right now. But you know what? I think when you were hearing initially, I know you talked about it yesterday and previous days, but for me, when I heard this news, I wanted to initially hear that the Orioles were going to be turning over every stone, which is what I did hear, by the way, but I didn't have it on my bingo card in this stratosphere that Albert Pujols' name was going to be in this consideration, just because of, you know, of all the outcomes when you look at former managers, maybe some experienced coaches like you saw with Luis Rojas with the Yankees. Like, that wasn't one that was shocking to me, given his track record of being around the game for a while. And there you go, doing your due diligence. But the Albert Pujols part is interesting, and for a lot of different reasons. Take out the fact of what he did as a player, that's why he's so recognizable. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the greatest hitters the game has ever seen. But you're saying, well, how does this fit into Baltimore? How does this fit a guy that spent his career in St. Louis and then the Angels and St. Louis and a little bit with the Dodgers, you know? And the connection does run back to St. Louis. Mike Elias started there in the scouting department back in the day. And then you mention about, when you look a little bit deeper, John Mabry is a guy, Bob, that players loved. I would assume if Albert were to be here, John would certainly be one of those guys back. And I know a lot of guys on the Orioles team right now would love John to be back regardless of who comes in. it's, I know you just mentioned he has managerial experience, and there's no doubt that players can become great coaches, but this does seem, if people wanted the Orioles to go back for a baseball guy, well, it's a bold move.
Right.
But is this the right move, I think, is what probably the question people are asking, Bob, right? Like, that's the thing that people are trying to scratch their head, or in your mind. You said you didn't want him to be.
No, still don't.
So explain to me, in your opinion, why.
Because Mike Elias also stated, and Nolan, you get in on this too, that experience is going to be an important factor, not the end-all, be-all factor. But history has proven that just because you're a premier player, legendary player, one of the greatest right-handed hitters to ever walk the face of the planet, that doesn't necessarily translate into success as a manager. And there, hey, Frank Robinson, yay, won manager of the year for the 89 Orioles, and he managed in San Francisco and Cleveland, and we understand his track record there, but he was a legendary player. Manager, maybe not so much. Joe Torre was fired three times before he got the Yankee job. Joe Torre was a hell of a player, an MVP player with the Cardinals in 71. But it took him a while and a perfect situation for an Oriole team that's trying to level up and bounce back after a disappointing year, after going with a guy with no managerial experience to begin with, and Brandon Hyde. It doesn't check the boxes for me for what, and I'm not saying they need a retread guy, blah, blah, blah. But, hey, Manzo's managed over 100 games at the major league level. Nolan, Pujols, the Pujols I'd want is the 2005 player version on the Orioles, not necessarily the 2026 dugout version.
Ultimately, just too much of a risk, right, to hire a guy like that. Could he end up being a great manager? Sure, it's a possibility. I'm not going to doubt him without seeing him actually do it. But if you're the Orioles and you got to win right now, right, and there's no two ways about it, like, you have to be much better and you have to be back in the playoff mix next year, can you afford to have a guy who's essentially learning on the job? You know, Tony Mancelino, been around baseball his entire life. He's been in dugouts. He's coached. He's never managed. But his early days, taking over as interim, he was learning on the fly, thrown into the fire. Fair or unfair, that's what happened. And it took him a while to become what he would be by the final month of the season, which was a much better manager than when he started. Albert Pujols, I'm sorry, we can't go through that again. We can't have a guy up there who doesn't know how to talk to the media as a manager, who doesn't know how to do the ins and outs and the day-to-day and all that stuff. Just, there's so much behind the scenes that I think we gloss over, and we look at rings and wins and resumes and all that, and his is as strong as any as a player. But ultimately, I still feel the same way I did yesterday. It's just too risky.
It's something where it's a very hot topic, obviously, because people in Baltimore want a manager, and they want it yesterday, right? Or actually, not even yesterday. They wanted it 3 weeks ago.
Hey, he said it started right now, Mike Elias.
And we want it right now. But in all seriousness, there is something about some of the all-time greats not necessarily translating into the best coaches or managers, because how they can talk about the game or how they can assess it, they can't necessarily teach it the way that they can process it. That's the way I wanted to say it. And so for Albert, I don't know how he is as a communicator and as a facilitator. As a manager, you're going to have to communicate, facilitate, and then also handle everything that takes with being a manager. And my thing still, actually, the number one thing for me with the manager is knowing how to handle your pitching staff is actually like one of the biggest things. And I've talked to Buck Showalter about this for years. I've talked to my own family about this. Managing your bullpen is so important, especially nowadays. Different topic. But one other thing I wanted to mention real quickly on players, there was a recent manager that was a player, retired, and then became manager just like that. It's up in Cleveland.
Oh, Stephen Vogt.
Stephen Vogt, right? And Stephen...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Stephen Vogt, I don't think where I'm going to go with this. Stephen Vogt obviously wasn't the player that Albert Pujols was career-wise.
But
he was
a couple times. Yeah.
I don't want to take that away. Because Stephen Vogt was a, if you're in the major leagues, one, you are the best of the best. I want to emphasize that. Number two, he had a fantastic career. Albert Pujols is going to go in the Hall of Fame as a first ballot Hall of Famer. But where I'm going with this is, what Albert's going to have working against him has nothing to do with the credentials of being a player. It has to do with the expectations that the Baltimore Orioles have compared to what the Cleveland Guardians had back when Stephen took over. Guardians weren't expected to win the division, let alone be that top team in the American League, and yet they were. For the Orioles, if Albert Pujols comes in, what's the expectation for next year, Bob? Get back to the playoffs.
No doubt.
Win the AL East. Go further. Get to a World Series. And I think that is the part that whichever manager comes in is going to have to face. And above all, here's the real secret, and I'll let you guys all in on this. I don't care who the manager is that comes in to be the Baltimore Orioles' new one in charge. If you cannot get the fundamentals of your organization in line of how you want to play, you're setting up whoever's going to be your next manager for failure.
410-583-1057 is the number. So that's it. Albert Pujols was mentioned by Jeff Passan, and you mentioned Rojas, who's got connections to the organization. Felipe Alou's son, Moises' brother, he was the manager of the Mets, and then he got Cundiff. But still, there are connections to the organization. I believe his brother was in the system for many years. So we get all of that. If you want to talk about what the Orioles need for a manager, because I've been saying for months, Nolan knows it, Ryan knows it, what the Blue Jays are doing this year, I fully expect the Orioles to be doing next year. All they need is a manager, a slugger, a couple starting pitchers, and a whole new bullpen. But hey, get to work!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.